Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode.
Welcome to this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast, and I'm your host, Tom Bump. And hey, today we're talking about something brand new that I know most of you maybe have never heard about, because this was a brand new ministry that I'd never heard of before, but I'm super excited to bring it to you because I know most of you out there in kid ministry world and in ministry world are always looking for opportunities where you can expose your children to ministry opportunities across the world that they can actually connect with. And there's nothing better than connecting kids to kids. And I found a ministry that is doing something really fantastic in the country of Kenya. And I just couldn't wait to get this on. I wanted to share it with you all, especially because they have a great new resource to share with you all. And if you're looking for something for Thanksgiving, stay tuned for this edition because we've got some good things to share with you. I want to introduce to you Christy Gordy. She is the founder and director of Canopy Life International. And again, it's a ministry that focuses in on Kenya. And I want her to tell you a little bit more. But Christy, welcome
to
the KMC.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So tell our listeners about yourself and what is Canopy Life International?
Sure. I'm Christy Gordy. I founded Canopy Life International. We support Canopy Life Academy, which is a boarding school in Kenya, East Africa. We are dedicated to empowering vulnerable children to become godly entrepreneurs who will end the cycle of poverty in their rural communities in Kenya.
That is very, very cool. So I got to ask, how did somebody here in the States come up with an idea to look at Kenya?
Well, Kenya is one of the fastest growing entrepreneurial landscapes. They have one of the fastest growing middle classes, and it's really a portal for businesses and business expansion throughout East Africa. When it comes to trying to grow new entrepreneurs, Kenya, South Africa, and Nigeria are poised to lead Africa into the new century to make the greatest impact. Everyone's following their lead. But from the inside story, kind of unofficially, I went to Kenya on a mission trip when I had just graduated college. It was a 6-month trip to the slum of Kibera, and I served there, and I fell in love with the people and with their potential to be the solution to their own problems. So I guess you could say for me, it was a calling.
Obviously, that impacted your life there. I mean, what was it like? This is kind of going off script a little bit already, but what was it like for you when you went? What kind of a culture shock when you went from America to Kenya and what you saw there? How did that grab your heart?
I think what blew me away is that there's such opportunity if the right mindsets and skill sets were available. There is incredible poverty, especially in the slum where I was living at the time. Now we mostly work with rural communities. Canopy Life does. We don't work in the slum. Mm-hmm. But even in the rural areas, there's so much scarcity. There's generational poverty and so many barriers between a rural Kenyan and a life that's thriving and stable. But there's also a ton of potential, and there's just a handful of things. I think it just continued to dig deeper into me that there's just a handful of things that would need to change to equip Kenyans themselves to become the change makers, the problem solvers. We don't have to continually pour aid for generations into this country. It's there. It just needs to be developed. And it really took me a few years. I mean, I came back. I was in Kenya in 2003. And came back and worked for another nonprofit here. I live in Atlanta, and worked for another nonprofit for several years, just chewing on what all of that meant. It took me years to process it before I felt like God gave me a little bit of a light and called me to go back to Kenya and begin working there. And so it was, it was the combination of the scarcity and the potential that really captured my heart.
Gotcha. So specifically then, what do you guys do there in Kenya in those rural areas?
Sure. So as I mentioned, students in rural villages in Kenya are really stuck in a cycle of poverty. There's no path out. Less than 50% of them will go to high school. But no matter how far they get, they face a 42% unemployment rate. So there's really no jobs waiting for them, and no one is giving them the skills or mindsets that they need to create a job for themselves, especially the education system, which right now is almost entirely lecture-based. It doesn't give a child those engaging critical thinking mindsets that they need. And on top of that, especially in rural poverty villages, there's a lot of broken families who are just trying to survive. I mean, you can't even blame them. But that deeply impacts the emotional, mental, and spiritual growth of these students. 100% of the students that we work with have experienced adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, as they're called, before coming to us in fourth grade. And many of them have already gone through childhood trauma. So at Canopy Life, we give them the skills and mindsets, the nurture and guidance that they need to become godly entrepreneurs who can end that cycle of poverty for themselves and their communities. We do that through a boarding school, which means they live with us 9 months of the year. We have grades four and up. Fourth grade is really about as young as you can get a parent to send. As normal as boarding schools are in Kenya, fourth grade is still pretty young. But we wanted to create a safe home, provide emotional healing and spiritual guidance at that as young of an age as we can get them, and engage them in an academic program that develops critical thinking skills and equips them with the hard skills they would need to become an entrepreneur, like money management, leadership, basics of business, even coding, because we really think the digital industry in Kenya is going to be a great place for them to engage and create business. Yeah. So we're trying to give them the skills they need to become those problem solvers, specifically in the economic industry, like to become economic leaders by becoming entrepreneurs, but also that they will be godly entrepreneurs, that they will be leading their families in a nurturing way and setting a new tone of leadership in their villages.
That sounds really cool. So your academy is a boarding school, and you've got how many kids do you have?
We have 23 kids right now. We started a few years ago and then maxed out our facility, and it took us a year or two to build one that we could then continually expand. We had started out by renting a facility. So we have two classes right now, and we'll be adding a grade a year until we're full size, which would be fourth to 12th grade, because we just started a few years ago and we're figuring it out as we went.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. So what are some of the challenges? What are some of the things you've been learning through this process of putting together this ministry?
Oh my goodness, Tom, there's been so many challenges. well, we really had no idea what we were doing when we got started. So in many ways, we were our own biggest challenge. I regularly say I am not a parent, I am not an academic, and I'm not an entrepreneur, but I've started a school that's supposed to feel like a home and is creating entrepreneurs. So we had so much to learn. But pushing through that has allowed us to really be innovative and create something new that hasn't existed before. But we've also faced challenges in Kenya. I mean, everything from corrupt government dealings to cultural differences to figuring out how to best advocate for our students in the midst of a culture that has a lot of scarcity and even neglect of sometimes of children in their effort to survive. I could tell you endless stories on the challenges, but I can say that God's been faithful through all of them and has provided us the strength and the wisdom and the patience or perseverance in most cases that we need to push through.
Yeah. That is so cool. And I love your story. Just God taking someone out of their, what really is their comfort zone, and but yet taking some of their skill sets and saying, okay, here, I'm gonna equip you in ways that you never even imagined. And I'm gonna put you into a situation where, yeah, you're gonna have to learn as you go. I can relate to that right now. with some of the different things I've launched and am doing with the kid ministry world. I'm not a businessman, and I'm a pastor. I'm a minister. I'm learning as I go, and I don't have the best business model, but we're just going to trust God and watch it grow. And so I love that. I love stories like that, because it encourages my heart as somebody in ministry and running alongside the church right now. That God's doing this kind of stuff, and I think he likes doing this kind of stuff.
It opens up such a great opportunity for collaboration. I mean, the academics, the ministry, children's ministry, and parenting experts that I've been able to connect with, the social and cultural experts that have been pulled in have just really blown my mind. When you're not the expert in something, it gives you this opportunity to unify the body of Christ and to utilize everyone's gifts in an amazing way. I think of something that came out really early on in the process for me was this picture of being an orchestra conductor. It was amazing to me to realize that in a room full of people that are there to make music, the one person not making music is the conductor. And they don't necessarily even know how to play any of the instruments well. But if you can get people who literally have a doctorate in their instrument to sit down and play it, you can unify people to a specific composition. And the role of the conductor is to unify the orchestra to the intent of the composer. So in many ways, I feel like God gave me a vision that's very much like his own composition. I'm constantly praying through and studying that composition and trying to find the instruments that will make that sound and the people willing to play that. And it just allows for such a beautiful compilation of people to come together and to see the body of Christ work in a new and different way, even though it's incredibly intimidating as the leader. You know, it's not like I was given it on a sheet of paper, you know, that would be different. But as the visionary founder, you know, it can be really scary and intimidating, but it's also an incredible privilege to unify people in their gift who may not know where their gift would fit in missions or where their gift would fit in the kingdom work, and to show them a place where they can play that instrument well has been a real privilege in the journey.
I love that. I love that. And you just kind of described why the Kid Ministry Collective is all here. It's all about the collective joining together of ministry leaders so that we can all be better together and that we can do more for the kingdom. And so, and that's exactly why I wanted my listeners to hear about Canopy Life, is because I wanted them to look at this, and we're going to talk more at the end a little bit about how churches can partner with you, because you have some great opportunities for people to do that. In fact, you've created a resource that can really open doors for churches to get involved and to look at the country of Kenya and to look at to look at Thanksgiving a little differently. You guys came up with this idea of creating a special lesson, a special kit that a church of any size could use for Thanksgiving time, and to help kid ministry leaders out. And many leaders listening to this know, you know, you've just come over the hump of all your fall fests and your trunk or treats, and now Thanksgiving and Christmas are approaching, and it's like, okay, now I've got to figure out what I'm doing here. Well, we've got something that you can look at. I want to share a little bit of this with you, because I think it's pretty cool. So tell me how you guys decided to come up with the idea of creating a Thanksgiving kit. Cause you're not really, you know, again, here's something that's outside your comfort zone, but it's opening God's going to use this, I believe, to open doors, to get more connection with Canopy Life. So how'd you guys come up with this idea of doing a Thanksgiving kit?
Well, we were looking for ways to connect our students to other students around the world. And we know that as church ministry leaders, Thanksgiving Sunday is a tough Sunday. Many of your normal attendees are out of town. You tend to have less volunteers around, but you don't necessarily want to continue with your normal curriculum because so many students are missing. Your kind of regular attendees are missing, but you also have a lot of visitors. So you want to offer something quality. And we just thought we might could provide something of value there, give a different perspective on Thanksgiving, and create something that would approach Thanksgiving in a way and also be a resource that church ministry leaders could appreciate as they're trying to do something on a lean and scaled back staff for that Sunday.
That's very cool. And it's very true that that's a tough Sunday sometimes. And so what do you hope that this will do for ministry leaders as they use this kit? I mean, you mentioned the idea of connecting kids in Kenya to kids here in the States, but what else? What are you hoping for this?
Well, we've heard again and again that empathy and simplicity are two of the hardest things to develop in students today. And we believe that gratitude can really help with that. I think a lot of us do believe that. But we also believe that expanding a student's worldview by connecting them relationally to what's going on in the world around them is one of the fastest ways to develop empathy and gratitude. So we're hoping this will be a tool that ministry leaders can use to develop those, not just the idea, but some actual skills in empathy and simplicity and gratitude in their student body.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So what are some of the things that the kids are going to be learning in this kit? And maybe what's the bottom line? You know, a lot of times leaders like to know, you know, hey, this is the outcome. This is the goal for this lesson. What is that?
Great. Well, really, the kit will have two basic outcomes. One is that students will learn some simple practices in thankfulness, ways to practice gratitude. So there's a skill element there. But the bottom line that it's teaching, the big idea, is that giving thanks will always lead to giving in other ways. It connects those ideas of thanks and giving and shows you why they're connected in a practical way.
That's good. I like that. I like that because that's one area where we as Americans need to work on is having more of a thankful heart for what we do have, but also being more generous with what we do have and helping kids, especially when they think oftentimes the world wraps around them. It's kind of nice to help them focus on something that would be a bigger picture than beyond them. And having looked at your kit, I see that bottom line is going to be very effective. The way the script is set up, I think will really help communicate that in a positive way. So tell me a little bit about what the flow of the program looks like. How is this going to shape up on a Sunday morning for a leader?
Well, we made the curriculum discussion focused. We figured you might be low on volunteers that day. So we've designed the format that a single leader can use. The kit does provide small group discussion guide, a talk track for the leader, and several optional activities for practicing gratitude and memorizing scripture. Of course, you can also frame it into whatever worship you would normally do at your church with your students. We didn't make recommended songs or anything, but this will come after that portion of the morning. But there's also an activity where students can watch a video from our Canopy Life students in Kenya and compare the things that we are grateful for to what they are grateful for. This is where that empathy and that worldview really take off. Favorite part is the final activity, which can double as a take-home activity if it's more convenient, where your students can write letters to our Canopy Life students. We've put a template in there, or you can have them just write straight out letters. But we know with the younger students, sometimes a template is easier. Kind of a fill in the blank letter so they can share who they are and ask questions, and they can mail it out once they get home and they will hear back from one of our students in Kenya. So we're really trying to create a real world connection for students, help that Sunday lesson come to life even at home.
Very cool. Okay. So this is something that, a church can use, do some of their normal worship time, or pull some songs that have more of a thankful focus, more of a praise and worship focus, and then build in the kit around them. I like that, it's discussion based. Like I said, I got to see some of the script and stuff on this, and it really is very easy to use. It's got a good flow to it. It's something that you can follow step by step. They've scripted out. Here's some things the teachers can say, the small group leaders can say, so you can break it down. When you see this, you're gonna appreciate the fact that it is something that, you can hand to leaders, especially if you have leaders that are filling in or subbing that weekend. This is going to be something, guys, that they can use very simply, and low prep, for you, low prep for them. But really high engagement and I definitely think high impact. I love the idea of getting the kids right into it and writing the letters. In fact, I was going to ask this later, but so if the kids are writing letters, are they going to get a response back from the kids?
Yes, that's that's our hope. Of course, it'll be snail mail, which is a little less popular this day and age. And snail mail to Africa is even slower. Yeah. But if they send the letter the week after Thanksgiving, we're hoping they'll be able to hear back by January from our student in the similar template type framework. But we'll send a picture and a letter from a student in Kenya that will continue to carry that lesson forward into the new year. And it will build too into, I mean, one of the activities that I really love is something that I actually practice as an adult pretty regularly, especially when I'm traveling cross-culturally, is I go through my senses, sight, smell, touch, and I just, I express gratitude for those things that I've experienced that day or, you know, in life as a whole. It just takes you in a very physical sense through what gratitude can look like. And there's an activity in the kit where small group leaders or a BAIN leader can lead the kids through that experience of how we experience the world around us and being grateful for that. And kids, of course, can get the senses. Yeah. That's something they pretty much translate the whole world through, you know, through those physical interactions. And so our kids in Kenya also do that. It's just a really, it's a good way to show the comparisons and to develop gratitude in a new way, which parents can also use. It's really great, especially kids are when they're so emotional, it's good to ground them into their bodies. And so it's a tool to use at home as well to kind of process what's happening through our senses and find some gratitude there. Mm-hmm. It's just a great practice for kids to develop. So we're excited about the skills and the worldview process and the chance to connect in a relationship with that letter exchange after it's all over with.
Yeah, I think stuff like that is very, very cool. I mean, especially because kids are familiar with Operation Christmas Child, and sometimes you get a response, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you learn about the child that got your box, and sometimes you don't. So I think this is really cool that you're giving them the opportunity. Well, one, I think the video, too, is going to be a powerful tool to help kids, again, see for themselves and to see kids just like them and to experience. But then also to see, okay, there are some differences and how are those things? So I think that's going to be really cool. I think that's a good element. I'm glad you guys put that in there. So is this going to work for any size church? What were you guys thinking about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The lesson plan is set up to be led. It can be led by a single individual if you have just a handful of kids. But if you have a larger group, it can easily be split into small groups. And each small group leader can use the talk track or both, where a main leader is guiding the small group leaders into the activities. So it can really be led by any size church and any number of volunteers.
Okay, that's awesome. And I know some leaders are going to go, okay, it's budget crunch time and I'm working on my next budget. So how much is this going to cost me?
Well, it's completely free. It's totally open source. We really are looking for the connection for your kids and our kids. So we thought it would be a great way to connect your students to ours and our students to yours, and there's no charge.
Yeah. Wow. Did you hear that, y'all Kidmin people? Because I know she just said the magical words for Kidmin, free. Trust me, you hit the bell right there. There's bells and whistles and angels singing all over the place right now. Because kid ministry people love free stuff. So, hey, I mean, come on, guys. You're going to have nothing to lose. I'll even give you a money back guarantee on this. Everything you spend on, no, just trust me, you're going to like this stuff and you're going to want to use it and you're going to want to get your kids connected to this. This is a really cool opportunity. And I really hope after this podcast airs that lots of you are going to go jump on their website. And so I know some people are going to say, hey, all right, you just said free. I want to get my kids connected. I want to make their world larger than smaller. And so how do I get a hold of this?
Right. So you can go to our website. That's canopylife.org. That's .org/Thanksgiving. So that's www.canopylife.org/Thanksgiving. You enter some info and get the downloadable curriculum. And then once you do that, we'll use the address that you input to send you some take-home pieces in the mail. So you'll have most of it's downloadable, and then we'll send you the stuff to help the parents connect and to do that take-home activity. We'll send that to them in the mail after they've downloaded the curriculum.
Excellent. I like that. I like that. That makes it quick and easy. And like I said, this, I've seen this, guys, there's low prep, but high impact for sure. And so I really want to encourage you to go pull this out, throw this into your lesson series, and make Thanksgiving weekend a lot more impactful than just a normal holiday weekend, where you might be tempted to coast through. Man, take advantage of that opportunity to expand your children's minds and hearts, for kids around the world. I think that's really important that we do that. The other thing is that there's opportunities for your churches to partner and support, in lots of different ways, I'm sure. And so we're going to find out how many different ways we can do this, but how can churches partner with you guys?
Great. Right. Well, we're always looking for churches to help us with our Amazon wish list. We have a book list and a supplies list, on Amazon. Churches that can help us get those items that we can use on campus. We're always looking for people to help us with sponsorship of our students. And then we take mission trips to Kenya. We call them relation trips. And we specialize in family trips where parents and children can serve together.
Love it. I love that. So what are the things do you want to add in there? Because, I mean, feel free. This is your time. Go for it.
You know, something that I think that I probably should have mentioned earlier as we're talking about engaging with Canopy or even about the curriculum itself, you would find this really quickly if you found us on Instagram or Facebook, is that I think when people consider connecting with ministries in Africa, especially around Thanksgiving when we're being so grateful for our abundance, that I think a lot of people have been presented with, I don't know what else to call them, need-based ministries, or you know, that picture of the fly on the baby that's starving.
Yes.
And I just wanted to encourage these church ministry leaders. We love whimsy. I mean, that's part of what we bring to our school. So I don't want them to feel fearful that by connecting with a curriculum written by a ministry in Africa that it's going to be heavy, you know, or depressive or focus on the poverty. We really love what we're trying to do with these students is bring in creativity and grow their idea banks and expand their imagination. And so we're not one of those ministries that's going to have that heavy weight of poverty. And I don't want them to feel like that's what they would be bringing into their church. I don't want that to keep them from going and taking a look at the site or downloading, because we love to talk about the things we have in common, that we may all live differently, but we can love the same. And that there's a lot of joy to be had no matter what our needs are in life. And we have a lot to learn from each other no matter what our needs are in life. So I just want to put that out there, that we're not one of those, we are dealing with heavy issues, but we do it in a joyful and whimsical and imaginative way. And so I want to encourage them, you know, make sure that's not a barrier.
I'm glad you brought that up. I really am, because I mean, if you guys go, like I said, when you go look at the website, you're gonna see this is not one of those guilt based ministries. I didn't sense that at all from you guys when I read your site and looked at the site and looked at the kids and the information there. And again, I've seen the curriculum, I've seen this kit. It is not going to be guilt tripped and yeah. I think this will truly inspire gratitude, in the biblical sense, and encourage your kids, that way. And not just for the kids in Kenya, but for those around us, it broadens our mind about what Thanksgiving is all about and how gratitude is as a biblical thing. Guys, don't be afraid of that as well. Cause, that's definitely not, I can speak to that motivation. I already see it, I'm thankful for that as well. So, and take a look at these church partnerships. You guys know as well as I do, there's not a lot of ministries out there that will invite children and parents to come together and do something. But that is one of the most transformational things you can do as a family, is to go serve together. I've only had opportunity to do a few of those kind of trips here in the States. I've never done one internationally. I wished I had had the chance to do that when my, young adult children were kids. But I took some of mine, my kids went with me on some trips here in the States when we served. But man, what an opportunity you could have to build relationships and to with your own children, but with children around the world. Right. That's really cool.
It's so such a go powerful, check that. Yeah, it's such a powerful opportunity for your kids to see you as a learner as you engage in a culture. And what I've found the most is that parents learn a lot from their kids. Kids bounce back in an international environment way faster than we adults do. And they're just, you can walk away with such a shared experience and also a mutual respect that has grown for one another between parent and child, not to mention the good work that you're doing. And for us, and this is why I love our family trips, for us, most of these kids have had limited experience to a nurturing parent or a parent that's intentionally trying to craft their future. These students' parents, whether they're a single parent home or whether they're being raised by their grandparents, they do have parents who care, but it just looks very different. It's not often an affectionate, nurturing relationship. And so even just to come as an example for our kids in Kenya, to show them what a nurturing parent-child relationship looks like is such a blessing to our staff because they're trying so hard to be that role model for them. But to see it in an experience like a relation trip is really powerful for us. And we found it to be really powerful for the families that travel with us.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So guys, you need to go check it out. And so you may be asking, okay, again, where can I find out more information again? So give that information out one more time.
Christy. To find out more about Canopy Life, you can go to www.canopylife.org. And to get the kit, go to canopylife.org/Thanksgiving. And you'll find the download page there.
Awesome. Well, thank you for giving us a time to hear about this ministry. I do pray that you guys will just experience God's blessing over this year. I think it's really cool what you're doing, working with nationals there and building something and then building not just spiritual lives, but physical lives where you're giving them that opportunity to grow and use the gifts and talents that God has naturally wired in those kids there in Kenya. That's awesome. So thank you for doing what you do. And thanks for taking time to be here on the KMC with me.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's been such a privilege to be here with you today.
Well, guys, that's going to wrap up another edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. And I'm thankful for you as a listener. Would love to hear from you, interact with you. If there's anything I can do to serve, if you need any help, you need somebody to talk to, you need somebody to walk through even how to use a curriculum like this, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to help you to do that. But would love to hear if you take and use this kit, I would love to hear from you how it impacted your kids after the fact. So be sure to interact on the KMC Facebook group. If you're not part of that Facebook group and you're serving in kids ministry, we would love to have you join. So go make a request. Make sure you answer the questions because otherwise we don't pull your request in. We'll delete it. So pay attention to that. Yeah, I'm a rule follower sometimes. Don't go overboard with that one. Anyway, hey, love y'all. God bless you. Keep doing what you do for the kingdom and join me again for another edition of the KMC.
You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBump. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.